Liver cheese.
Liver cheese. Mm-hmm. This is something that sounds kind of unusual to me, but I'll ask you about it. Have you ever heard of people making anything out of hog's blood?
Well, I don't think so.
Doesn't sound too appealing anyway.
What, did you hear anything about it?
I have something called blood pudding.
Blood pudding, yeah, I've heard of that, but I wouldn't want to eat.
No, I don't think I would
eat. I forgot about that.
Well, have you ever heard of making anything from taking the juice from the souse and maybe stirring it up with some cornmeal and hog meat and cooking it, and after it gets cold, slicing it up and serving it that way?
With cornmeal in it?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that.
Okay. What about if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you'd say it's
getting old.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people say it's getting funky?
Yeah.
Right. What do you call this? Sometimes women keep this thick sour milk around the kitchen.
Buttermilk.
Clabber.
Clabber milk.
What can you make out of clabber?
Well, we used to make bread out of clabber milk, you know, mix it with the flour. And my mother used clabber milk lots of times, and buttermilk too.
Cornbread.
Can you make cottage cheese out of it?
I think so.
I think so.
This is something that you might make for dessert. It's kind of like a pie, but not exactly. You might make it in a deep dish with sliced up fruit, like apples or something like that, and have a thick crust on top. You'd say
apple pie.
A pie or
cobbler.
Some people call it a cobbler. A pie and a cobbler are not exactly the same thing.
Well, I'd tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about, like, if you had some gingerbread or something like that, you might pour some kind of sweet liquid on top of it. What do you call that sweet liquid? Say you're going to pour a...
That'd be a... Well, it's saying about the same thing you put on the cake, you know. It'd be a... I don't know.
Just some kind of sauce or something like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. What about on a hot day, you might, to cool yourself off, you might go in the kitchen and get yourself a glass of
hot water.
Glass of water.
Cold water.
What about if I ask you how much water did you drink, you'd say,
oh, a glass full or two glasses.
Just drink a lot of it?
Yeah, a dipper full, a lot.
Uh-huh.
I was really thirsty.
Okay. Well, let's say you had some friends over for supper, and they were just standing around the table. You might say, well, why don't you just go ahead
and eat?
Mm-hmm. Or since they're standing, just tell them to go ahead and...
Sit down and sit out at the table. I'd rather they wouldn't. My table.
Be more for you, huh?
I hope my grandma won't come back here today. Been here 3 days straight.
Clean you out, huh?
Yeah.
But what about if they're sitting?
Find out I got these fish.
What about if they're sitting around the table and you don't want them to wait until things are passed around to them? You say, well, just go ahead and...
Go ahead and take it. Reach over and get it.
Or
like
help yourself.
Just help yourself.
Yeah.
But what about if somebody offers you something at the table and you don't want it? You'd say, well, I don't care for it.
Don't care for that.